Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Among us and claims that he has the right religion. I want to know, Mr. Devil, who you think that you could fool in the way of religion while you're blinding your people's eyes to the knowledge of the religion of the prophet. You know, I'd love to get after this devil. Tell us to believe and follow Jesus. How about Moses? He don't teach you to follow Moses. He said Jesus. Well, what did God give to Joseph or Moses? Was Moses' religion different from Jesus? No, you said it, no. Well, what was this? Tell us the name of these two great prophets' religion. And he will tell you Jesus. So what about Moses' people? Did they go to hell? Talk back to him. And you will find he will run from you. Chase him with truth. God that taught me, he calls him the skunk of the planet Earth. Don't get scared, brother. I'm going to hold you. Oh, yeah, you start running out of here, I'm going to hold you. So don't get afraid. I've been here 40 years teaching this thing. He is so weak and so filthy that God called him the scum of the planet Earth. Look at what he is doing. Look at him now going nude. This just fits him a scum. Taking your wives and daughters, stripping them off. Parading them up and down the street. All of your knowledge spent trying to make and model a nice, respectful daughter. He go out there and make them disrespectful. Pulling off her clothes. Throwing her shame up and down to the public. The Holy Quran says, he pulled off their clothes and showed the nation their shame. Believe it or not, but you can walk out the door and see. They're out there doing that. Or maybe she may come in your own house. You don't have to walk nowhere. Just look what he did for your daughter. Your wives made them pull off their clothes. and made them to like it. I'm only telling you the truth. I'm not saying it. What a preacher, Baptist or Methodist, Catholic, look like preaching to you decently, and that city's daughter with nearly all of her clothes off. Just think of it. Any of you preachers, if you're in here, follow the white man to pull in your wife and your daughter's clothes off to the public. You need to go back and ask God. I think you made a mistake if you sent me. You said God sent me. But I said, go back and tell him that he made a mistake. No minister of any religion will allow another people to pull his wife and daughter's clothes off and make them walk in the public nude almost. You would never be able to convert me. No. Because you should pray. Do like the preacher in the jungle of Africa and Australia and other far off Pacific Islands. Preach for the Sabbath to hide his nakedness. This is the first preaching we give to a Sabbath. To cover your nakedness. But you hear in what is called civilization. Think of civilization. You'll say you're a civilized man. And that's your daughter and your wife walking out there in the street half nude. This is what we see in Africa. In certain spots. Yeah, I've been there. I have traveled a little in Africa myself, and also in Asia. I'm not telling you something wrong. I'm telling you what I know, and if you've been there, you will bear me witness. Yes, that you saw the thing. It's ugly looking. Wives sitting down on the shade tree with her body near nude, with her baby nursing from it, as though this is the right civilization. We got to civilize people. We got to go to Africa. We don't consider the jungles of Africa people anything for us to follow, to be taught. Be taught what kind of way? If you are not civilized, you can't lead a civilized person. Talk back if you are evil. I've been around a little myself. And I know what you have. Not guessing, but I know from actual things. If you tell me to go to Africa, I will go there. But don't tell me to go there to be civilized. I'm already civilized, and I'm ready to civilize Africa. But some of us rise up, boasting of Africa. I said, first get civilized and go there and civilize Africa.
That's right.
Then I said, we all is together in civilization. As you see the drawings at the head of our paper, Muhammad speaks. He speaks too. We love Africa people like like we love you in a way. Not quite as much, because they've been free and they left England, Germany, and other Europeans. People go over there and rob them, push them back in the jungle, and taking over their country. I dare us to get a country. They said they won't push us over out of it. I'm only pressing you up on this simple thing. We love Africa. That's why I have our hands joined on the upper part of our paper. This is just what we want to do with Africa. We want to make Africa our brother. But Africa cannot lead us until they themselves have become perfect civilized. What God has taught me is a perfect civilizing people. It is not something that you could add to make it civilized. It's perfect civilized teaching to civilize any savage, regardless of where it comes from. I have been visited by many Africans, many of them, right here in Chicago, at my home, 4047 Woodlawn. They've come to me and they are happy to meet me. And I'm happy to meet them. They are many fine scholars and scientists in Africa. But in all of their knowledge that they have, it is not from the right source. White man have taught them. They have some of their ancient teachings, but now it must be replaced for the new wisdom, knowledge and understanding that is brought forth to liberate the black man all over the earth. And that knowledge is here with me. This I don't say criticizing no one. I want to join hands with you and be your brother. But not with that which England, Dutch, and these other slave-making rascals.
Yes, sir, Your Father.
They give you their knowledge to enslave you. Like they did us here in America, Africa. Anyone come from out of the country of America, see you acting a little foolish, ignorant, they jump on you and rob you.
That's right.
And yet doesn't give you nothing to relieve you of the robber that you was born under, brought up in his kitchen. But I'm here to fight any robber.
Yes, sir.
As the Bible teach you of me, and you thought it was the Jesus back there 2,000 years ago, but it's Elijah. All before me was thieves and robbers. This means leadership.
Yes, sir.
That Jesus could not say all before him was thieves and robbers, then he would have been classifying his prophet before him to be thieves and robbers. He could not have mentioned anything like that. But it's me. I'm the one that said that. And the spiritual and knowledge of the prophets that wrote it, not before Jesus. Those were prophets before him, and not thieves and robbers. But thieves and robbers was before me. Robbing you of all they could. Very black leaders come before you without robbing you. Most all of them, they always look to see how heavy your pocket is. And they set out to rob. I see how empty your pocket is. I set out to put something in it. That we are living in now is the judgment of the white folks. And America's number one voice. God have made the whole world turn against America in order to destroy her. As Daniel says in the Bible prophesying of America, of the four beasts, think over four beasts is the name given to the four greatest government of the white man by the prophet. He didn't call them nothing but beasts. And now you want to call them angels, while the prophet calls them beasts. And that's not what they are. They got a human look, but their characteristics is a beast. You may not believe me, but the time will prove that I'm teaching you the truth. This particular drawing here that my son-in-law just did for you is found in the 1st and 10th chapter of Ezekiel. He said he saw in a vision a wheel in a wheel. It didn't come down to the earth. He said he saw it rose up from the earth. I want you to listen at me good, as I have thought that it would help in this. That my son-in-law saw me draw this wheel in Washington years ago, so he can draw it now better than I can. He don't add anything to it, but more perfection. He can draw better than I can. So Ezekiel, I'm about to lose my helper here. So Ezekiel says that he saw in a vision a wheel in a wheel. Now you see only the outer of the great wheel that he said he saw. But he said he saw wheel in a wheel. Where is the other wheel, Ezekiel? Now, if Ezekiel saw any vision, prophets don't see visions of lies. whenever they have a vision, it's the truth. He set a wheel in a wheel, and that this wheel rose up from the earth. He didn't say nothing about where it was made at on the earth. But he said a wheel rose up from the earth. And that it got so high it looked dreadful. That he said when he looked at it, he said, "Oh, wheel, oh, wheel. Wheel, wheel." So it must have been a great thing for Ezekiel to behold. A wheel, he said, got so high that it looked dreadful. And out of that wheel, he said, he saw something come down from it. And he called it, what is that thing called? He gave it a name, some kind of cherubim. And that we thought that he was talking about angel, but that is not angel. No, that was another plane coming out of this plane. This is a plane here that measures, Almighty God taught me, of one half a mile by half a mile. That's a mighty wheel. And that when it flies over the place where it's going to drop some out of it, he sends one of the planes like this one coming out of. Then he drops the bomb out of that plane on the earth. And that that bomb that he dropped out have a bomb inside of the bomb. That, and then it have on in that bomb a thing made kind of like a earth drill that you see people drilling out here in the streets. You have that type, but it's so much more powerful. It comes down from this plane, drops it on the earth, and when it strikes the earth, a motor goes off in it. And it takes this bomb here into the earth. Something like a mile before ever she explodes. And that bomb has a steel drill that it can't batter and it can't be stopped until it gets a mile. At that depth, then the explosion goes on. And it would have 100% dynamite in it, while we're using 70% on earth there with us. But God taught me that they have 100% type of bomb that they drop on the earth from a terrific height of what height the mountain is to be. This is to be 2 miles high. They drop a bomb in the earth. Could go down 2 miles into the depth of the earth. Then she blew up a mountain 2 miles high. This bomb don't have that dreadful, this wheel does not have that dreadful bomb. These bombs will only go into the earth, he said, 1 mile. They will go up a mile a mountain. This wheel here has 1,500 of those little planes you see the brother has made on you. They have 1,500 of them on to drop off on America. They will take a white old book, North America, and they will drop off these bombs, and they will save three of these bombs to drop on England. They will drop the other three on England, which will only take just three of them to rip England apart. I'm not trying to frighten you to believe. That's immature of me. I'm only telling you what was told to me by God to tell you before these things take place. This plane here, I guess my speaker don't want me to talk to it. This plane here will make one trip across America and drop her bomb, and that when she drop one, she know the distance of which the explosion will take effect. Then just three of these planes will be sent to the British Isles to take care of England. Believe what I'm saying, or wait around a few days. This plane goes above the earth 40 miles to unload those bombs on America. He gets up 40 miles. Oh, we have jets like that. Right. But, brother, when this plane unloads her deadly destruction, you won't have no planes up there. No. They won't fly up there with your jet. They're going to get rid of your jet on the ground first. How they going to do that, Mr. Muhammad? They'll do it like this. First thing they will do, they will go and destroy all America's airplane bases. And they will also destroy her plane that you see running up in the air now at the speed of sound. That's a terrific speed of a gun shot, and more faster than that. They get rid of them first. How are they going to get rid of them? Oh, yes. They're going to make her and her enemies get rid of them. Yeah. She has some enemies that have the same thing that America has. Put them to fighting first and make them to get rid of each other. Just about it, they will all most kill each other. This is what they're driving them to now. To do away, as one scientist said, America, the white man will not worry using no such high explosion on it. Wasn't worth it. Doing like the Muslim did.